All right. Good evening. Good evening. And thank you, Evie, so much. Really appreciate it. It's our second time already arranging for everybody to get together, so we really appreciate it. Been in touch. She's very communicative. Really appreciate it. And thank you to the Zucker family. Good timing. We couldn't start without you. Lizzie said, if my mom's not here, I'm not starting. So thank you, Mrs. Zucker. Thank you, Lizzie, for hosting. We really appreciate it. Just a few days ago, we finished the wonderful, wonderful Yontif of Chanukah. Just a few days ago. And the question to ask ourselves tonight is, what message could we take? What message could we glean from this wonderful Chag? The Chagim are very special and festive and gewaldic, but they're not meant just to be a good time. We get together with family, hopefully get some nice presents, some Chanukah lighting, catch up on with old friends. What could be a message that we could take from this Chanukah that Amir Tashem could stay with us, that could impact us in our lives? Any suggestions? Whoa, Nadiva, any suggestions? I had to, it was too easy, Any suggestions? All right, that's the last time. Any suggestions? What we could do? Liz, your mom says you gotta... 12 years of Yeshiva, anything... No? Any suggestions?
Take the lessons of Hanukkah with us.
So, yeah, very good. Anything specific?
To bring the light back.
Whoa. Okay, I like that. You were looking at the sheet. Okay, take the light. Take the light back. All right, so look inside, please. This comes, our first source comes from the Rebbe, the great Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Likutei Sichos. Last week, already, we read about the dreams of Parah. And he explains there's a great difference between the dreams of Paro and Yosef. Kiyim Havdil Klali Ben Chalamos Paro. There's a great difference between the dreams of Paro, Hamusaprim Beparshatenu, that we told in our Parsha, last week in Miketz, L'Chalamos Yosef Shebeparshas V'yeshev, to the dreams of Yosef. A great contrast. Chalamos Yosef Heim Beseder Ole. The dreams of Yosef were in order Ole, going up. Mosif Aholich, continuing in a beautiful upward ascension. Hacholam Rishon Osek bin Yanim Artzim, the first dream of Yosef dealt with earthly matters. Vine Anachnu Me'ulamim Alamim B'toch HaSadeh. We were bounded together of sheaves in the field. V'ilu Hacholam Hasheni, the second dream, by contrast, Osek bin Yanim Shemayim, now dealt with the celestial forces, the heavenly spheres. Hashemesh Ve'ayareach, the sun, the moon, the Acharaser Kochavim, 11 stars. Yosef's dreams went in a beautiful ascending order, dealing with earthly matters, the sheaves, the grains, then to the Shemayim. Beautiful. By contrast, Paro, Chalamos Paro Le'idah, Chaim Beseder Yored, they went down. Poches Veholech, kept minimizing, decreasing. HaChalam Arishon Osek Beparos, the first dream dealt with the cows. HaShayachus L'sug HaChai, that dealt with the animal kingdom. V'ilu HaChalam Hasheni, the second dream, Osik b'shibulim, dealt with the ears of grain. Hashayachus l'suk hasomeach, that dealt with the plant kingdom. Hanachus yoter, which was left. So Paro went down, started with the animal kingdom, then went to the plant life. V'lo zubul v'anat, is just alone. El shagam tuchno shakol chomam, in the last paragraph. B'fnei atzmo hu b'seder shel yurida, the dreams itself of Paro were inherently, by themselves, went down. Techila, Sheva Paros Yafos Mare Brios Basar. Beginning, the cows were very beautiful, beautiful appearance and very fleshy. Ulachar Mekin Raos Mare Vedakos Basar. Then very ugly, inferior, and very emaciated. Techila Shibulim Brios Vitovos. The beginning, the ears of grain. Hello! We're very, very healthy. Very, very healthy and robust. And then, Ulachareim Dakos Vishudufos Kadim. Then what happened to the grains? They became very, very thin and scorched by the wind. We see with Paro's dreams this dissension. The cows were initially geschmack and gesund and so beautiful and fleshy, and then emaciated. The stalks of grain were healthy and beautiful, and they were scorched by the wind. What's the lesson, says the Rebbe? We always have to be in a mindset of going up. Of going up. Derech Aliyah. Mosif HaHolech. Our dreams have to be going up. They can't be going down. And the dreams that we had in high school can't be the same dreams we had Shana Aleph. And now the Chevra is now post Shana Aleph. the dreams that we had, Shana Aleph, can't be the dreams that we had, Shana Bet. As we continue on in our lives, they have to be mosi faholech. The dreams, the ambitions, the desires of our hearts can't stay the same. We can't be stagnant. And we see a similar concept with Yaakov's dreams. Second source. Vayachalom v'nei sula mutzav arza. There was a ladder going down to the earth. V'roshu magia shemaima. With the top reaching the heavens. V'hinei malachi Elohim olim v'yordim bo. The angels going up and down. Pop quiz. What's the context of this pasuk? We're not going to call in a diva. Pop quiz. Give her a break. Anybody know what's the context?
Yaakov,
what point?
Before meeting Esau.
Let's get it. Let's get this.
He was running away.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Very nice. Very good. Running away from whom?
Esau.
He's running away. He's having this dream and the angels are going up and down. Now, fast forward many years, he works for his very conniving and deceitful father-in-law, Lavan, and he marries Rachel, marries Leah, he has more wives, many, many children. And now, this is years later. Vayihi, source 3. Be'et yachei matzon, it was the mating time of the flock. Ve'esai nai ve'erei b'chalom, I saw in a dream. V'hinei ha'atudim, the he-goats, ha'olim, they were mounted alason on the flock. Akudim, nikudim, v'rudim, they were ring speckled and checkered. Paku is again, who's he speaking to here? Who's Yaakov speaking to? It's good guess, good guess. Alright, she's trying. Anybody else? Who's he speaking to? Lizzie? It's hard, this is hard, hard. This is a hard one. Come on. We got Rav Yaakov is the name of the Rosh Hashiva? No?
Rav Eitan.
Rav Eitan. We gotta make Rav Eitan proud. All right. It's all good. He's speaking to his wives, Rachel and Leah, when he has decided to leave. He's discussing, he's out in the field discussing with them, and he's telling them about this dream he has of the sheep. And Yudalf, Vayomer Eli Malach Elohim, the angel of Hashem said to me, Bachalom Yaakov, Vayomer Hineni. I said, here I am. Vayomer, the angel said, Sanei Necharei, see, Kol Atudim, Haoli Malatzon, all the he-goats mounting the flock, Akudim, Nikudim, Vurudim, ring speckled and checkered, Kirei Kol Asher Lavan Oselach, I've seen everything that Lavan's done to you, Anochi El Beitel, I'm Hashem of Beitel, Asher Mashach Tosham Matzeva, where you anointed a pillar, Asher Nadar Talisham Neder, where you made a vow, Atanau, Kum Semen Artazot, get up from this land, Veshuvel Eretz Moladetecha, go to your homeland. So I heard so beautifully from Rav Steven Berg. He's now the CEO of Aish. He says something very beautiful. What's Yaakov Avinu originally dreaming about?
The angels.
The angels. The angels. There we go. The angels. All good. It's all good. He's like, I'm just going to look at the source sheet now. Okay. The angels. The Cougars learn together. The angels. The angels. And what's he dreaming about later on?
The sheep.
Says Rav Berg and others. If you start with dreaming about angels, the celestial forces, and now you're dreaming about sheep, it's time to go home. It's time to go back to your roots. Time to go to your origins. Because a Jew always has to think big. A Jew always has to dream bigger and expand those dreams. Be more ambitious. Have a desire. Have a she'ifos for Derech Aliyah. And once Yaakov Avinu went from angels and unfortunately went down to dreaming without sheep, the time had come to go home. And we can't stress that enough. Now that we're back in America, it's so crucial to have that dream-oriented mindset. See, what are my dreams now? Can't hang on to the Minmo magic, the Harova magic. We can't hang on to that magic that's hanging on. It's now new dreams, new aspirations, new fire in our hearts of what I could dream for, what I could be ambitious about in a very healthy, incremental way. And perhaps we could say, that is the lesson, one of the lessons of Chanukah. Does anybody know the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Chanukah?
Yeah.
Let's go. What is it?
Beis Shammai. I'm not sure which one.
All right, it's all good. It's all good.
Maybe Beis Shammai says that the candles should go starting from big to little.
Yeah.
And Beis Hillel says that you should go from little to
big. There you go. Give some love. No, all right. That was very good. Very good. Source number 4. She was in the Gemara track. Source number 4. The Gemara Shabbos. Hamahadrim and Hamahadrim. If we want to do the mitzvah in the most elevated way, Beit Shammai Omrim, Yom Risho Malik Shmoneh. Like you said, that's your name again? Sorry.
Sarah.
Sarah, so beautifully. Beit Shammai says, first day, we light 8, Nikama Eilech, Pochei Paholech. We decrease. We go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ubeit Hillel, Omri, Beit Hillel says, Yom Rishon Malik Echas. The first day we light 1, Nikama Eilech, Mosi Paholech. We keep going up, 1 through 8. And we pass him like Beit Hillel. Did anybody learn why in general we pass him like Beit Hillel? Side, tangential point, do we know? Ever heard this before? Uh-oh.
I heard something that when Beit Hillel students would passing their ways, they would always quote Beit Shammai first.
Whoa.
But Beit Shammai wouldn't quote Beit Hillel.
Whoa, she's a genius. She's a genius. Very nice, excellent. So the Gemara even says that. That's impressive. And it's such a powerful lesson. That is impressive. Whoa, your brother's right. Okay, that is impressive. That is impressive. The Gemara Yerman says, when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a dispute, Beis Hillel would first cite the opinion of the Beis Shammai, and then their own. Such a lesson for us today, right? Such a polarized world, where everybody doesn't listen to anybody, and when you have a contrast with somebody, you write them off. Imagine that. First citing the opposing opinion, and then your own. The humility of Beis Hillel. So the Gemara discusses, what's the machlokas? Beis Shammai is going 8-1, Beis Hillel is going 1-8. What are they arguing about? What's the root of their machlokas? The Chad Amar, the last line in source 4. Unless you know all, Sarah, do you know what it is? Finish up.
We should always be striving for more life.
She's good. Chad Amar, very good. Chad Amar, one says, what's the argument? Tamad Beis Shammai, connected Parei Chag. Beis Shammai is comparing to the offerings that we brought on Sukkot for the 70 nations of the world. It went in descending order. Interesting. Why that has to do with Hanukkah for another time. To the time I debase Hillel, demalim b'kodesh v'ein moridin. V'ein moridin. Your nun sofif got cut off. We go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down. We keep lighting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Underline that 50 times. We go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down. And perhaps that's a message of Hanukkah. How could I add a little more light into my life? In a very beautiful, healthy, encouraging way. How could I add a little more? A little more. Take on a little more. A little more Kedusha. A little more Ruchnius. A little more connection in my life. Because that is one of the messages. We should always strive to be a Malin Mekodesh Ve'im Aridin. Going up and not going down. And we go to source number 5. The truth is, the reality is, we don't have the luxury to stay the same. We don't have the luxury to say, just be chill, I'll figure it out, whatever happens, happens, I'll hold on to that sem fire. It doesn't work like that. We are either going up or we're going down. Look at the Evan Shlema. Anybody know the author? No? Okay. That's a hard one. But this would be a Minmo safer. It's fire, it's mystery. This is like Minmo 101. I'm surprised they got the plan to hand it to you. So this is the Evan Shlema. They give you your dorm room and they hand you the Evan Shlema. This is the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. If a person's not striving to go up and up, al karcho yaren mata mata, necessarily they will go down. If we're not striving to go up, to take strides forward, we're moving backwards. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. So if we're not trying to go up, we're going down. And something to really consider now in this post-Shana Aleph mindset. If I'm not adding in my life, I'm not thinking of ways to increase my Kedusha, my sanctity, everything, my connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, Al Karcha, Yared, Mata Mata. I want to tell you now a story, very, very difficult story, which took place in the Holocaust, in the concentration camp of Bergen-Belsen. And this story was Erev Chanukah. And unfortunately, Erev Chanukah, Jews who were emaciated, broken spirit, were in the barracks. And the angels of death, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, entered into the barracks. And with just one swift movement, pointed to a Jew, come. And that come was essentially a death sentence. They took Jews out. And they would torture them and beat them. And when their body wasn't responding, the revolver was used. And this went on for hours and hours. Horrible beatings and tortures and murders, all on Erev Chanukah. What a backdrop. Till we finally arrive at Chanukah night. Of course, there's no Chanukiah, there's no oil, there's no wicks. But the Jews, with their incredible spirit that can never be extinguished, that always strives for more, wanted to light Chanukah. Unbelievable, even the darkest of times. So what do? They found the boots, like a clog that was used in the Chanukiah. They took strings from somebody's uniform that served as a wick, and they smuggled shoe polish that uses oil. And now they had the Chanukah set up in the darkest of times. And the Rebbe of Blazhev Rav Spira assembled a crowd to light Chanukah. Can you imagine that? In the Holocaust, Bergen-Belsen, witnessing death literally that day, they said, we're going to light Chanukah. And there's a nice crowd assembled around him. Normally a festive holiday where you sing with joy, a bunch of broken Jews followed in the path of Rabbi Spira. He recites the first bracha, Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. The crowd says, Amen. The second bracha, Shasa Nisan La'Avotenu Bayim Imahem Bazman Hazeh. The crowd says, Amen. Then he turns around before he recites the third bracha of Shechianu. It's the first night. He hesitates and he pauses, but then he says, Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Hashem, you've sustained us and allowed us to live and enter this time. And they all said Amen, and the crowd disperses. A very, very passionate person comes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I understand you want to say the first bracha, l'halik ner shel Chanukah, you want to do the mitzvah. I could even understand you want to talk about the miracles that were done back in the day and even today. I could understand. We're saying Shehechianu? We're saying Hashem, you've sustained us and brought us to this time? A time where death is staring us in the face? A time where people are murdered in front of our eyes just today? Where our siblings, our parents, our spouses, our children are brutally massacred? We don't know our last moment? We have to say Shehechianu? And the Rebbe said so beautifully, you're right. Before I recited the third bracha, I looked around to see, to maybe gain some rabbinical guidance and advice, and see, should I say it? But then I noticed, when I looked around, a crowd with such fervor and such devotion, listening strongly to these beautiful blessings. People expressing faith, devotion in the darkest of times. And I'm quoting what he said. I said to myself, if Hashem is such a nation, that at times like these, when during the lighting of the Chanukah lights, they see in front of them the heaps of bodies of their fathers, brothers, and sons, and death is looking from every corner. If despite all that, they stand in throngs and with devotion, listening to the Chanukah blessing, Shasa Nisim Lavotenu Bayimim Hayim Azman Hazeh, if indeed I was blessed to see such a people with so much faith and fervor, then I am under special obligation to recite the third blessing. Wow. If we have a nation, Mika Amcha Yisrael, that in the shadow of death, in the worst of the Gehenim, want to do Chanukah, then we have to say Shechianu. Then we have to bless Hashem that we've witnessed this spectacle, this people who have a faith that's never extinguished, a people that no matter what could say Malim B'Kodesh V'Meridim. And the story, there are many lessons. But for us tonight, to always remember, we could always be Malim B'Kodesh. No matter where we are, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what the situation, the scenario is, as times get dark, times get bleak, a Jew could always be Malim B'Kodesh and not Ein Maridim. And we go to source 6. This idea to always want to increase our knowledge is found in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Athiru. Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevonim. If everybody is smart, everybody is wise, Kulanu Zekenim, Kulanu Yodim at the Torah. We all know the Torah. Mitzvah aleinu l'sapir b'siyas Mitzrayim. We have to tell the story of b'siyas Mitzrayim. V'chomar b'l'sapir b'siyas Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubach. The more we say, the more praiseworthy. Beautiful. Rav Yisachar Fran, the Rosh Yeshiva Ner Yisrael, says that this Jew's constant charge to grow and expand is what perhaps spurred the process of b'siyas Mitzrayim. Does anybody know what caused Moshe to receive divine revelation? Anybody know? What made him worthy of this incredible task to be the Goel Yisrael, the Moshiach? Okay. Any suggestions? We'll look inside. Source 7. Vayomer Moshe, Surma! Let me turn. What's Moshe talking about? What does he just find? The burning bush. It says, why is this not burning? Dalet, Source 7. Pasuk Dalet, Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw, Ki Sar Lerot, he turned to see, Vayikra Alav Elohim Mitoch Hasneh, Hashem called out to him from amidst the bush, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. So the question is, what did Moshe do to merit divine revelation and ultimately become our Savior? The Yalkut Shimoni, Source 8 says, Vayomer Moshe, Surah Na Vereh, let me turn my head and see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what did he do? Shalosh psios basa Moshe. He took three steps forward. That's what he did. He took three steps forward toward the burning bush. Reish Lakish amar lo pasa. He did not take any steps. Ela savara akam. He craned his neck to view. Whoa. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nitzar tilerot. You troubled yourself to see. Chayecha by my life. Shegala alechem yad. I'm going to reveal myself to you. What is going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu, who becomes the Goel Yisrael, the Moshiach, what did he do? Took three steps forward to the bush, according to one opinion. Another opinion, he didn't even take three steps forward, he craned his neck. That's what merits divine revelation. Rav Zimcha Zissel Broy, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Schever in Yerushalayim, says something so beautiful. Success in Yiddishkeit is contingent on a lifelong thirst for knowledge. Moshe Rabbeinu was how old at the time? How old was he?
81.
80. 80. There you go. There you go. 80. 80 years old. He could have said to himself, I've seen it all. I've done it all. I was from the Prince of Egypt. I was a very chasha person in Midian. I'm done. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I need more. He didn't rest on his laurels. I want more. I need more. He's 80 years old. I'm enough. And the Medrash says, many shepherds saw that sight and chose to ignore it. Moshe Rabbeinu, by contrast, had a burning desire to constantly grow, to add spirituality, to add ruchnis, to add growth, to add wisdom to his life. And he ultimately then became worthy of divine revelation, which led to him redeeming Klal Yisrael. Such an incredible ancestor. To follow the path of a Moshe Rabbeinu. To say, how could I do more? How could I gain more? And during these incredible formative years, you're all now the post-Zen. To look for opportunities to grow more. This is an incredible start coming to a shiur on a Motzei Shabbos. I'm driving from Queens. Can't get better than that. To come and to say, how could I learn more? What chavrusas could I set up? What shiurim could I attend? To have that constant thirst for spiritual growth and for more and more knowledge. I want to end with one more source. We did this back in June, but I love it. I love it. So we'll see if you remember, Sarah. We did this back in June. When we discovered, you'll see in a moment. This comes from the story of Rivka Imenu. It's too good. I love this. It's so precious. This is where Eliezer is trying to find a wife for Yitzchak. And he's discussing all the prospects with the family. Source 9. Vayochlu vayishtu. They ate and they drank. Huvan Hashim Asherim. Oh, the men with him. Vayalinu. They slept. Vayakuma baboker. He woke up in the morning, Vayomer Shalchuni Ladani, send me to my master. Eliezer, after all the negotiations, says, bring me home, let Rivka come with me. Vayomer Achi Avima, the brother, Lavan, and the mother said, Teshevanar Eitano, let the young girl stay with us. Yamimo, Asar Achar Telech, let her stay with us for a lot of time, and then she'll come to you. Nunvav, Vayomer Lem Alteach Roti, don't delay me. Hashem Isliach Tarchi, Hashem made me successful. Shalchuni Velchel Ladani, let me go home. I want to go home. Let me go home to my master. Vayomru, they replied, Nikra lanarav nishalah piya. We'll ask her, does Rivka want to know? What does Rivka want to do? She has a chance to go on this journey with a strange man, Eliezer, go to a nation far away. Does she want to go on this journey? Does Rivka acquiesce? Does she consent to this prospect? Nun chet vayikru l'Rivka. It's so precious. They called Rivka. Vayomru Eleha, and they said to her, Hatelechi ima isha zeh, are you going to go with this man so beautifully? And we said it last time, Rebbetzin Young Rice, she's not here, her great niece, I wish she was, that's when we discovered her, Rebbetzin Young Rice, and I confirmed with her that we're getting the vort right. She said so beautifully. Rivka Imenu says one word. She says one word that is so powerful, that has a spiritual impact till this day. Vatomer, what does she say? Eilech, I will go. I'm committed to this journey. I'm committed to go with this person to a foreign land. And inevitably things will come up. There'll be obstacles. There'll be stumbling blocks. There'll be road bumps. But what will my attitude be? Eilech. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep persevering. I'm going to be relentless. And I might fall down. I'll dust myself off. And Eilech, I will keep going. Where Rebbetzin Young Rice says so beautifully, the young woman here, she has taught us. She's our spiritual ancestress, Rivka Imenu. When things get tough, when things get difficult, as they will, and we want to grow, things get tough. I had a bad day, I had a bad week, I had a bad moment, and it gets difficult and it gets challenging, and what happens? What's the answer to try? Eilech. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to keep pushing and trekking forward. Because of course, we're going to have our moments when we go down. We're going to have our moments when it's challenging. We're going to have our moments when we're not so enlightened. But to remember our spiritual resources that's inside every single one of your neshamas, a rifki meinu to say, Eilech, I'm going to keep going. So I want to conclude. I want to conclude with perhaps a few examples. Talked about being malim the kodesh ve'maridim, going up in kedusha and not going down. The message, one of the messages of Chanukah, to have that growth mind minded oriented mindset. How could I keep going? So let's start with a few. Let's start in the realm of ben adam l'chavero, between interpersonal relationships. How can we be malim the kodesh ve'maridim? To always remember, always be mindful, before we say something to somebody, we have an incredible responsibility. Shlomo Melech tells us, Mavis v'chayim b'yad lashon. Life and death is in the tongue. Life and death is in the tongue. Before I say something, I have the ability to give somebody a death sentence. Crush their soul and their spirit. Decimate them. But by contrast, I could give them vitality. I could give them life. Perhaps we could work on that area. Adding more kedusha. Thinking before we speak. Will my words be a death sentence or be a life force? Giving that person momentum, encouragement to keep going. Before I send text messages, which can never be retrieved, maybe in a mass text, or I post something to say, will this hurt someone? Will this hurt somebody? It's very difficult to retrieve. They don't come back. Perhaps we know people in our lives that could be lonely. They could be relatives, they could be friends that are lonely, that are going through difficult times. We could add kedusha into our lives and say, how do I reach beyond myself? I'm not just going to live in my own Dalet Amos, my own sphere. Who's lonely? Who could use chizik? Who hasn't gotten a call in a long time? Who's not part of the chevra? And we all have our people. We all have our people that we can add so much light, the minimal fire to, that we can really warm them up. Because there's always people, unfortunately, that are lonely and isolated and could use our warmth and our love and our energy. To continue, ben adam la'atzmo, between ourselves. We had that incredible what? Great clarity in seminary. I hope. Hopefully some great clarity in seminary. A lot of it was introspection. Who am I? Who am I? But that who am I was last year has to continue to now continue to be cultivated and growing and developing. Can't just be who am I and that's it. No. We have to keep it going. What's my personal mission statement? And to really ask ourselves in these incredible years, am I being real? Am I being authentic? Am I being my true self? Am I engaging in activities I don't want to be engaging in? Am I hanging around the crew that I want to be with? Am I going to the right locations, putting myself in positions to succeed? We touch clarity in Sem, but that clarity has to continue and extend on. To be Malim Mekodesh Ve'Moridin, that my personal mission statement is being authentic to my true self. And perhaps in the realm Ben Adam L'Makom, between us and Hashem, we all have our own relationship. It's very private, it's very personal, it's very deep. Perhaps just a few suggestions to work on brachos before we have this beautiful, beautiful spread. That fruit thing looks awesome, right? That's just great. I'm like, let's get done with it. Everyone's like, all right, you said enough. Let's get the fruit salad. Who made it? You did it?
We bought it.
All right. It doesn't look so good anymore. No, I'm kidding. It looks awesome. Before we pound that fruit, it looks great. Before we put that fruit platter.
Salad
looks good. Fruit salad looks nice. So before we consume and devour that, a bracha. It's a little confusing, actually. Maybe that's not a good example. When we get a drink, what bracha will do to realize we're not animals, but we could stop. We could pause and say, my brachos could have more kavana. We have the opportunity to say 100 brachos a day, 100 speed bumps during the day to recognize Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, our Father in Heaven, who loves to hear from us all the time. Maybe our tefillah. Maybe we go to davening. We don't go to davening. But to reach out to Hashem, maybe designate 10 minutes a day. Hashem is close to everybody. So we call that sincerely. Talk in our own dialogue, in our own language. To set aside, our days are so hectic, right? With school, probably gets crazy. Juggling school, extracurriculars, family, life. Gets so busy. Maybe carve out moments every day for tefillah. For that connection to Hashem. That refocuses, reboots us, makes us more in line. And Torah, this is great. We should do this more often. I like that fruit platter. So we could do this more often. Torah. to maybe go to certain shiurim in a consistent basis, maybe start a chavrusa, maybe find a sefer you like. You can learn it with somebody. There are so many great shiurim online, so many great opportunities to learn, to add. And Bezrat Hashem, the key is to always remember the very, very powerful and really searing words of the Evan Shleim of the Gra. If we don't try, we could only try. We're human and we're going to get up, we're going to get down. If we don't try to go up, we're going to go down. So Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shemaya. The Siyata D'Shemaya to work on ourselves, to struggle, to triumph, to keep saying Eileich, to keep saying I'm going to keep going, and continue to add Kedush into our lives, continue to grow, continue to add a little more light each and every day. Yashikoach. Mm-hmm.